Well, today I'm going to present about the WIC program and the recent changes in the WIC program with regards to the food package. And I wanted to share with you some of the cultural considerations with that, with regards to that. I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Shannon Whaley and Dr. Gail Harrison, who couldn't be here today, but they were the collaborators as well as the mentors for my work. And this was done as part of my dissertation research at UCLA. For those of you who aren't familiar with the WIC program, WIC is a nationally funded nutrition education program for women, infants, and children. It started back in the late 60s, early 70s. And for the most part, over about more than four decades, the food package in the WIC program more or less stayed about the same. In 2009, after some work by the Institute of Medicine, major revisions were done to the WIC food package. That led to significant improvements in the diet quality of the new food package in terms of significantly less total fat, saturated fat, sugars, and cholesterol, higher amounts of whole grain, and then particularly interesting is the addition of cash value vouchers for the purchase of fruits and vegetables, and then also jarred baby fruits and vegetables for the infants, 6 to 11 months. Now, in the WIC food package, there are different packages depending on, you know, the mom or the infant status. So in the first food package that you see here, I'm going to try to use the cursor, if you can see, for moms who have who do not breastfeed or have some breastfeeding, the food package that they would get looks something like this. After about 6 months, mom doesn't really get any more of the supplemental foods, and the baby from 6 to 12 months gets about this much food per month. Now, if mom is mostly breastfeeding, as you can see, mom gets a food package up to the first year. After, and then also the baby gets a little bit, slightly more. But if mom is fully breastfeeding, you can see that she gets a lot more, as well as the baby. So the new WIC food package that was implemented in 2009 definitely encouraged fully breastfeeding. Now, the cash value voucher for fruits and vegetables looks something like this. It's hard to see. I circled that area, but it basically gives a certain quantity, $6, $8, or $10 for the purchase of fruits and vegetables. And, you know, that amount varies depending on whether you breastfeed some versus, you know, fully breastfeed. This work is an extension of some work that I also did as part of my dissertation, which looked at a quantitative cross-sectional telephone survey. It's called the NEFP survey, and it stands for the Nutrition Education Food Package Intervention Study. It was a California statewide survey looking at participation in the WIC food package with regards to the big change that occurred in 2009. And what we found in this quantitative work was that the addition of fruits and vegetables, jarred baby foods, and the fresh fruits and vegetables was very well received. No one didn't like it, basically. However, what was interesting was that if they were given a choice, caregivers actually preferred the option to choose the cash value vouchers for fresh fruits and vegetables rather than staying on with the jarred baby foods. And what we found that was particularly interesting was that there is variations in terms of ethnic preferences. Now, we compared that to statewide redemption data, and it looked like it trended the same way. So with that, the next part of the research question was, why is there such a difference in terms of, you know, culturally? And so this qualitative study that I conducted wanted to sort of explore that a little bit more. So the purpose was to explore qualitatively the experiences and the preferences of these moms and to see whether there were differences across the different ethnic groups. We conducted one-on-one interviews across five ethnic groups that were the largest for the WIC program that we collaborated with. So we looked at the Latino group, Chinese, Vietnamese, African-American, Black, and the Caucasian group. We looked across the three major breastfeeding or food package groups as well. So And we wanted to look at their differences and preferences. And we particularly chose women who had experience with both the old and the new, because we were looking at what their experiences were. This was a convenient sampling of participants across the PHFV WIC clientele in the LA area. And the data collection was done over a period of 12 months. Now, this is sort of the recruitment grid that we did. So basically, we recruited 10 from each of the five ethnic groups, so a total of 50. And out of those 10, we looked at the different food packages. So there were three. So we clustered it as four. We looked for four women who were breastfeeding or pregnant, three who were mostly breastfeeding, and then those who were fully breastfeeding. In terms of actual participation, we got 47 out of 50. We definitely had a hard time finding fully breastfeeding moms. Okay. Our research partner was the PHFV WIC Enterprises Centers. They are the largest provider of WIC services in the U.S. They have over 60 WIC centers in the larger L.A. area. They serve over 3,000 participants monthly, and more than 60% of all infants born in the L.A. county area. They serve about 4% of the nation's and 23% of California's total WIC participants, so they're huge. The ethnic distribution of the PHFV WIC clientele is more than 80% Latino, 6% African American, 3% Caucasian, 6% Asian, and 1% Native American. We have a large, long history of collaboration with them, and the NEFP study was actually done there, so we wanted to actually kind of piggyback that. These were the five different areas that we went to interview these women. So Inglewood, L.A., East L.A., as well as down in Orange County in the Santa Ana area for the Vietnamese women. These were these one-on-one interviews were actually conducted by trained research staff in the native language of the person who was participating in the interview. It lasted about an hour. We recorded it, transcribed it verbatim in the native language, translated it, and then we also had another person who was an independent contractor back translate it to make sure there was accuracy. We obtained informed consent. The participants received a token gift for their participation, and this was approved by the UCLA IRB board. In terms of the analysis, I organized the transcripts in Atlas TI, which is a qualitative software. The analyses were done across themes using based on grounded theory. We read the narratives multiple times. We read it across three ethnic groups, and then we read them according to the three food groups, and then across the five ethnic groups. The codes were developed, and then out of that, we sort of grouped them by sub-theme and as well as themes. So just general demographics, the average population was about 26. Maternal BMI, interestingly, was 34, about 34 and a half. More than 75% of the participants were born outside of the U.S. Average number of children in the household was about three. 60% of them actually live in multiple family households, meaning they like rent a room in a bigger home, or there are multiple families living in one family unit. Average years in WIC was about 4 years. In terms of the findings, I'll share with you some of the quotes and some of the big themes as well as sub-themes. More or less, basically, everyone really liked the change in the WIC food package, especially the addition of fresh fruits and vegetables. Now, what they said was, across the different ethnic groups, everyone really enjoyed it. So I'll read about one quote. "I think the food package is great, WIC is great, and it pushes mothers to get fruits and vegetables. Families can always use more fruits and vegetables." Now, in terms of what they purchased with regards to the cash value vouchers, more than 90% of them actually purchased fruits. More than 70% preferred or stated that they bought the fresh fruits or vegetables, as opposed to like the dried or the frozen. The common ones that they stated they purchased were things like apples and oranges, grapes and strawberries. And most of them actually got them at the WIC store, which is usually located right next to WIC. Vegetables were like things like carrots, bell peppers, and lettuce. They liked the flexibility of being able to choose was the major theme. Okay. In terms of ethnic-specific preferences, one was the Chinese and the Vietnamese participants in particular really liked having the ability to get ethnic fruits and vegetables. So one Vietnamese participant said, the WIC store I go to is right next to WIC, so it's easy. So that's where she gets most of the fruits and vegetables. I get all kinds of fruits there. But I want to buy bok choy and ong choy since my kids like these more. So she actually liked buying the more ethnic types of fruits and vegetables. A Chinese mom said, I like getting the Chinese vegetables to make soups or stir fries. The one at the WIC store are okay too, but my mother wants me to get vegetables so she can make porridge for the baby. So there's definitely a preference for that. We didn't see that with the African American or Caucasian groups. Now, another interesting theme that we came across was in terms of perception about the cash value vouchers. They found that there was limiting purchase power, which is reinforced by a recent study that was done by WIC, stating that, you know, for women who live in San Francisco, especially right here, you get less for the cash value vouchers versus if you were living in Tennessee or other places. So a Latino mom said, fresh fruits and vegetables are expensive, and I cannot buy that much with the voucher. I wish we could get a little bit more. I buy bananas, apples, and that's the whole voucher. I could get the frozen or canned, but the kids and my husbands don't like those. It goes really fast. I bought a bunch of bananas, bell peppers, and a small bag of grapes, and the $10 was gone. It would help a lot if we could get a little bit more. That's how I feed my kids fruits and vegetables. Otherwise, we don't buy it. In terms of the jarred baby foods, which was the other component that we looked at, mothers really liked the convenience across the board. All the different ethnic groups stated that when they were out, it was wonderful having the convenience of having jarred baby foods. Now, what was interesting was that across the Chinese, Latino, and then also the Vietnamese groups, for the fully breastfeeding moms, they felt like it was too much. They were getting more than 200 ounces for the fully breastfeeding. You saw the picture, right? The fully breastfeeding package gave a lot of jarred baby foods. And what was interesting culturally was that they didn't finish all of them. So one Chinese mom said, I like it when I'm outside, but there's a lot they give each time. Can I have money to buy fruits and vegetables? It's too much, and I gave some to my friend with a baby. If not, it would expire. So they actually wouldn't use up all of these jarred baby foods. The Latino mom said, when I am out, it's easy to have jarred baby foods, but they give us too many. I can never finish. I asked the nutritionist if I could have less and more fruits and vegetables. So you begin to see that there is definitely a preference for the cash value vouchers as opposed to having so many of the jarred baby foods. So specifically ethnic themes, Vietnamese, Chinese, and Latinos, majority of them, stated that the jarred baby foods were not a part of their culture. We make our own baby food was something that came up quite a bit. And so for them, it wasn't, you know, they called it, it wasn't natural to use jarred baby foods as much. Latino and the Vietnamese groups, they actually said that homemade food is healthier, considered fresh, less chemicals. Those were some of the words that we hear them use. Vietnamese moms don't feed our kids jar foods. We didn't grow up with it. It's not healthy, I think, because of all the chemicals. I always mash up whatever I make and give it to her. Our culture doesn't use jar foods. In Mexico and here, mothers just give their babies whatever we eat, just blend it. It's better for their health. And another sub-theme among the white and the African-American group was that actually the jarred baby foods were especially helpful at the end of the month to buffer against food insecurity. I don't have time to go through the quotes, but you can see it there. So the limitation in terms of this study was that it was a convenient sample of a group of women in the LA area, and this may not be a representative sampling of, you know, groups across other parts of the U.S. The sampling size of 8 to 10 women per group was relatively small that, you know, we could expand it. But I think despite the limitations, the qualitative data does enhance our understanding, and it gives voice to some of the quantitative things that we found. And in terms of implications, we overall concluded that the addition of fresh fruits and vegetables was very well received. Definitely there needs to be a feasibility study to look at giving moms the option. And I think cultural tailoring is very important for these groups so that we get basically the most bang for our buck. If we're going to spend all this money to give them foods that they're not going to use, better give it in a way that's, you know, culturally relevant for them. So thank you.